Yemen's Answer the Movement and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh's General People's Party, or People's Congress Party, that is, have agreed to set up a Supreme Council to run the country. Now, the council consists of 10 members, five from each party. It's made up of a rotating leadership that includes a president and a deputy from both sides. The council is tasked with managing the state's political, military, and economic affairs. A statement by the Ansarullah Ansarullah's party said the council is meant to unify efforts to confront the aggression by Saudi Arabia and its allies. This as tens of thousands of Yemenis staged yet another mass protest condemning the massacre of civilians by Saudi-backed militants in Sirari village, Taiz province.
Yemeni protesters rallied in several parts of the country, including the old city of Sana'a, to condemn the Saudi-backed militants' heinous massacre in the village of Asirari. They said such crimes reveal the real motivation behind the Saudi war against the country.
It's an ethnic cleansing that reveals the Saudi Daesh methodology, which is far from any religious and internationally recognized norm. They have slaughtered men, women and children. They have pulled out dead bodies from graves and burned them before the eyes of people.
Meanwhile, rights activists are critical of the international community and the UN in particular for turning a deaf ear to their repeated calls for preventing a possible genocide in Yemen. The protesters nevertheless gathered once again outside the UN's office in the Yemeni capital to call on the world body to rescue the lives of the remaining civilians in Sirari village. They called for the establishment of a safe humanitarian corridor to help the civilians trapped in the village.
From outside the UN's office, we declare our strong condemnation of the aggressors' atrocities and slam the UN's silence on the onslaught against Sirari villages, which could amount to ethnic cleansing. The UN should fulfill its responsibility and open safe corridors for civilians there, put an end to their suffering, and prosecute those criminals who committed this inhumane massacre.
I call on the international community and the International Lawyers Union, who are keen to stand against injustice everywhere and anytime. We call on them to file lawsuits against Saudi war crimes.
Demonstrators also called on the international community to take legal action against Saudi Arabia for spreading war and destruction, not only in Yemen, but throughout the Middle East.
The recent massacre happened despite the fact that the army and Ansar Allah fighters respected the UN envoy's peace roadmap plan. Now people are calling on the fighters to defend their positions and their communities against the Saudi-backed forces. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.